Welcome back to Battleship Systems. Today we're going over how battleships can degauss or demagnetize their hull and become invisible to magnetically triggered mines. Please check the errata page in the description. A frightening new weapon developed by the Germans in World War II was the magnetic influence mine. These mines would sit on the seabed in shallow water and explode when they sensed the magnetic presence of a ship above it. Battleships are made of steel, and when placed in the ocean, can act as giant magnets. Where does this magnetism come from? There are two reasons a ship's hull can be magnetic. The first is that after a ship is built, ferromagnetic materials in the ship's hull are now interacting to form a much larger magnet. This is called permanent magnetization. The second is that the Earth's magnetic field itself is interacting with the steel on the ship to create a new magnet. This is called induced magnetization. If you remember back to Basics of Electricity 2, a live wire will always have a magnetic field. If we wrap this wire around the ship and pass enough current through it, we can affect the entire ship's magnetic field. This forms the basis of deperming. Deperming involves rapidly reversing the magnetic field by changing the current direction, then gradually decreasing the overall field strength by decreasing the power over time. This randomizes the ship's magnetic domains. When the magnetic properties of the hull are not in alignment, they tend to cancel each other out. The ship is then ran through a magnetic range station to determine the amount of permanent and induced magnetization that still remains. The readings from the range station are key to removing the ship's remaining magnetization. The unit of measure of magnetic flux density is the Gauss, and the unit of measure of magnetic flux intensity is the Oersted. Now that we have measurements from the ship, we also have to consider the Earth's magnetic field. The Earth is a giant magnet, but because the surface is a sphere, the magnetic intensity changes based on where you are. There are two forces we need to concern ourselves with. One is the vertical component, and the other is the horizontal component. The horizontal component is the field that sprouts out of the south magnetic pole and is directed to the north magnetic pole. It is this horizontal component that makes our compasses work. The vertical component is a force that pushes up or down based on if you are north or south of the magnetic equator. Since ships are always moving, the induced magnetic field is always changing. To counteract this, we need a magnet that we can change the intensity while the ship is moving. This is called degaussing. To accomplish this, battleships are outfitted with degaussing coils, which are basically long runs of thick cable that run inside the outer bulkhead of the ship. If you remember back to Basics of Electricity 5, a transformer channels flux from one coil to another through a ferromagnetic core. You could think of a degaussing system as a transformer, where the ship is the core and the secondary is the ship's total magnetic force. The power for these coils comes from degaussing generators. These are basically motors connected to one or more generators. The idea is you want less volts and more amps to generate a larger magnetic field. For example, the North Carolina motor generator sets are capable of generating DC at 1,500 amps, but only 20 volts. Battleships use four different degaussing coils to counteract the different magnetic forces. The first one is the main coil, or the M coil. This coil circles the entire ship horizontally and is usually on third deck. It creates an upward or downward field on the ship to oppose the vertical component of the Earth's magnetic field. The next is the forecastle, or F coil. It encircles the forward section of the ship. It works in conjunction with the quarterdeck coil, or Q coil, which encircles the after part of the ship, historically where the quarterdeck would be. The F and Q coils are designed to counteract the horizontal component of Earth's magnetic field. The effect of horizontal magnetization on a ship looks something like this, where the fields are directed below and above the bow and stern. The next coil is the athwartships coil, or A coil. The A coil is stood up vertically in order to counteract the magnetic forces hitting the side of the ship. Since a ship is not always facing magnetic north or south, those lines of flux will come in at an angle. Not all battleships have an A coil. As far as I know, the Iowas never had an A coil. The North Carolina originally had two ways of connecting the M coil in series with one generator. One of these M coil generators was repurposed for an A coil. In addition to the motor generators, there are also rheostats for each degaussing coils. This allows you to not only vary the power going to that coil, but also reverse the flow of current to change the coil's polarity. In order to precisely degauss the ship, these rheostats need to be adjusted as the ship changes position. Push-button stations located in the chart house and other locations allow remote adjustment of each coil's strength. On the North Carolina, these motor generators were located in the crew's quarters. These things are loud and would have to be ran for long periods of time. If you're a sound sleeper that requires ambient noise, do you think you could sleep next to a 75 horsepower motor generator? Or do you require absolute silence to sleep? Let me know in the comment section below, and don't forget to like and subscribe. The next class of battleships, the South Dakota class, seem to have their motor generators in the engine room, but the Alabama and Indiana have them on a separate room on third deck. And finally, in the Iowa class, all the degaussing generators are housed in the engine room. Every ship has a degaussing folder that contains degaussing charts. The degaussing charts tell you exactly how many amps are required for every coil based on the ship's location and course. As ship's permanent magnetization changes over time, the instructions in these folders have to change as well in order to compensate for the ship's total magnetic field. Not only does a ship's magnetic field change over time, but the Earth's magnetic field changes over time as well. You have to realize that when the ship is running its degaussing coils, a magnetic field is produced that makes magnetic compasses useless. That is why power from the degaussing coils are also sent through compensating coils, or C coils, on the ship's binnacle. Mounted on the spears are four sets of coils that pull a small amount of power from the F and M degaussing circuits. There is also a healing coil, or H coil, circling the compass to compensate for the vertical field. Finally, inside the binnacle is the B coil to compensate for the fore and aft field, which combines power from not only the F and M coil, but the Q coil as well. That's a lot of coils just to make the ship invisible to certain kind of minds. In lieu of donations to me, please consider donating to a battleship museum like the Battleship Missouri. There's a link in the description below that'll bring you to the USS Missouri Memorial Association website where you can donate to the nonprofit organization. Thanks for watching.